Let's imagine each of us are going away on a trip. Our trip may prove to be dangerous or even deadly, and we have a short window in which to prepare for it. Are y'all with me so far? Let's also imagine we decide to leave a message for our loved ones before we go. And since we don't have a lot of time, we need to talk about just the really important things we want them to remember. Still with me? If you only had this one message to give in 25 words or less, what would it be? What would be the most important things you'd want the people you love to remember? Well, did you know that Jesus did just that? Left us a message or a prayer about what's really important? Can anyone tell us what that one prayer was that Jesus left for us? The Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Early translations of Scripture end with that phrase, deliver us from evil. There are 23 verses in the Bible that reference Jesus casting out demons, 32 verses about Satan, 36 that warn us against evil, including the Lord's Prayer. Is it any wonder that Jesus concluded his message with evil? And did you notice that Jesus' message also included deliver us from evil? Not deliver you or even them from evil, but us. It seems that Jesus included himself in that prayer, which makes sense. Since before Jesus left us that message, that prayer, he'd already met evil out there in the wilderness, just as he was beginning his public ministry after he'd been baptized by John in the Jordan, when the Spirit in the form of a dove came to rest upon him, saying, "This is my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit stayed with Jesus from that day on, to strengthen him, to help him withstand trials that were to come. Because God knew that Jesus would be tempted in his short life, tempted to take the easy and the painless way to glory and power and authority. And there is Satan doing just that. "If you are the Son of God," you can hear him saying, "command this stone to become bread." And Jesus says, "I would starve without God's word within me." Then Satan says, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please." And Jesus says, "I worship and serve only my God." Then Satan says, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus says, "Do not put the Lord, your God, to the test." Do you see what else Jesus does there? Your God, not my God, but your God. Jesus knew that Satan was subject to the same Lord God that he was and that we are. Even though Jesus' public ministry had not yet begun, Satan knew that Jesus would be too powerful to send any of his legions against. So Satan came himself, trying to tempt Jesus into betraying God's good for Satan's evil. But Satan forgot that Jesus had been out in the wilderness for a while, somewhere in Judea or maybe in the great desert of Horeb or Sinai, where the children of Israel had wandered for 40 years, or where Moses and Elijah fasted for 40 days. Satan also forgot that Jesus had a companion, a guide and encourager, the Holy Spirit. Jeffrey Tribble Sr. writes, "The Spirit does not just drop him off in the wilderness to fend for himself. the Spirit continues to abide with him, enabling him to grow stronger through the season. The Spirit's anointing of Jesus in baptism and his faithfulness to God amid testing constitute Jesus' preparation for his mission. Our takeaway, writes Tribble, is this: being chosen and anointed is not sufficient preparation either for our ministry gathered or for our ministry scattered. We must be tested often by being led to places of hunger and despair. Only then do we learn dependence on God, who graciously provides for all our needs in all of life's seasons. Lent is a season of 40 days, a time of spiritual preparation for you and for me too, an intentional time when each of us journey through our own wilderness, a desert place where hatreds and prejudice, greed and jealousy come calling in wheedling tones and smarmy smiles. Once pride takes over, all the rest is easy, writes David Celery. Truth gets to be what you want it to be. Moving a decimal point on a tax return, no big deal. Little office flirtation, never hurt anybody. Everybody does it. You'd be dumb not to. There's no harm if you don't get caught. Pretty soon, Satan doesn't even have to bother with temptation. We're out there looking for it and finding it everywhere. The wilderness experience, Dr. D.W. Ekstrand believes, may take the form of depression or a crisis of faith or even a traumatic experience. When we feel alone or deserted, a time of death of spirit or drought, and it is a path we all must travel. And while we're on this journey through the dark night of the soul, the devil is going to show up, tempting us to serve him instead of God, to seek power and wealth for ourselves instead of working for compassion and justice for all. And yet, even then, the Holy Spirit hasn't just dropped us off into the wilderness either. She's staying with us, strengthening and guiding us to do our own soul searching and self-examination, because that's what happens on a wilderness journey. Have you read the book Wild by Cheryl Strayed or seen the movie of the same name? Anybody seen Wild or read the book? After years of reckless, destructive behavior, heroin addiction, the end of her marriage, and the death of her mother, she has lost all hope. It is in the dark night of the soul that she makes a rash decision to hike the 1,000-mile Pacific Crest Trail alone. She is pushed to the limit of endurance and strength, and in the opening scene of the movie, though partway through her trek, Cheryl is reaching the top of a cliff while carrying a big pack. She is exhausted and takes a seat, where she removes one of her boots. She peels off the sock to reveal that one of her toenails is about to fall off from all the pressure on her feet. She peels the toenail off, but then accidentally knocks the boot off the cliff edge and watches helplessly as it tumbles down the cliff face. She removes the other boot in anger and hurls it over the edge, screaming in frustration. As she walks in solitude on the trail, duct tape for shoes, she has all these flashbacks of her life: an abusive father, getting high, her childhood, poverty. Along the way, she comes upon other hikers, some good, some evil. A rattlesnake, rainstorm, snow, loses more toenails one by one, even loses the trail and then finds it again. In the closing scene of the movie, Cheryl finally reaches the Bridge of the Gods. She walks across the bridge and finishes the hike, cleansed from addiction and codependent relationships. She has been strengthened in body and soul, transformed out there in the wilderness. What if you and I journeyed through our own wilderness through Lent and allowed the season to change us? What if we realized that faithfulness can be a season, a process, one that those who desire a deeper walk with God cannot avoid? Being a Christian means we spend our days seeking God, listening for God's voice in the wilderness, following where God leads us, into and out of the wilderness. Along the way, we may pass up temptations, those things that could get us into trouble. Jesus has walked the path God has set before us. And all along the way, the Holy Spirit is there to strengthen and enable us to reach the transformation of Easter. So I'd like to close with a prayer of protection. Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, whose glory fills the whole creation, and whose presence we find wherever we go. Preserve us as we travel through the wilderness. Surround us with your loving care. Protect us from every danger. And bring us in safety to our journey's end. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.